I'm Virginia Prescott. Welcome back to Word of Mouth. I've been watching an interesting conversation balloon on Facebook this week. Fatigued poster Shelley Wilson wondered, if it weren't for moms, wives, women in general, would the holiday industry grind to a screeching halt? She asked others for the gender breakdown of the holiday shopping, wrapping, baking, cooking, carding, etc. The discussion was not backed up by facts, and the sample size were a few women friends. But after reading a number of women attesting to the spirit of Christmas exhaustion, I realized we are the 95%. What happened were a number of unscientific chats about whether women and men take on different things at holiday time. People's ready but considered responses suggested to me that the conversation could leap like a reindeer from social media to the Word of Mouth segment. Senior producer Rebecca Lavoie talked with Shelley Jones Wilson, the Vermont school teacher who raised the topic.
I seem to have the same discussion with my dear husband every year about the holidays, who does what and how much each person should do. And my husband's opinion is that I enjoy doing all this stuff for Christmas, and that's why it's my job, I guess. So I decided to do a very informal survey using Facebook. I sent out a message to a wide variety of women from my past, my present, and asked them just simply, taking the holidays into consideration, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate, what's the division of labor like in your household?
Yeah, and, you know, without outing anybody, I sort of have a printout of some of the responses to your questioning here, and it really seems like this resonates. Somebody wrote, "Don't get me started. I'm just sitting down after making myself eggs for dinner, after putting the toddler to bed, after doing all the wrapping, after doing all the shopping." My question is this. Is it because we just care a little bit more about Christmas, or is it because there's just sort of an assumption that this is what we do?
There's definitely a lot of tradition that's passed down from mothers to daughters, I think. My own mother is a classic Christmas overachiever, and I think that all those Christmas traditions, I think most are rooted in just a wanting to be with family, and you kind of have the same food every year, and you have the great recipes and whatnot. Whatever the reason is, I think that as a young woman, I definitely picked up a lot of the overdoing it genes, I guess you could call it. And then I think, you know, as you get older, you find yourself in this holiday crush, which I know leaves me by Christmas Eve utterly exhausted. I think you feel very guilty complaining about it because we all want to do for our kids and our spouses and our families, and to complain about it or vent is a little considered crass, I think. And so it's sort of this little hidden secret about the holiday season that I think women are definitely 95% responsible for keeping it going.
One of the things that kind of goes with doing it all, I think, is that idea of parity that I don't know. I think maybe women are a little more in tune with this. I know that I feel very uncomfortable if I go to someone's home and there are kids there that I didn't know were going to be there and I don't have anything for them. And I wonder how much of this is sort of about that disconnect, and that men maybe have a better sense of it not really being parity, that it's your choice to give someone a gift, and if they don't have something for you too, you know, who cares?
That whole notion doesn't fly with women, does it? Let's be frank, a lot of what we do is to impress other women, not necessarily other men. And there is that pressure that I think, I don't want to say men are oblivious to, but they certainly don't cave to that social pressure like we as women do.
Do you think that men get a little bit of a pass, though? Do you think a man can hand somebody a present that's wrapped really poorly, you know, that he wrapped himself in a way that a woman can't quite get away with? It's like, oh, look at you. You wrapped that yourself.
Oh, and we would say, oh, isn't that thoughtful? What a thoughtful guy. You know, reading my friend's responses to my little informal poll, I think that part of me did get a little angry, but I'm trying to keep it all in perspective. You know, it was a funny thing to do to keep my sanity for the next week. But as a woman, if you stop and think about it, you know, we've really enabled our husbands. You know, our husbands behave this way because they can. If we all threw down the gauntlet and said, you know what, this year Christmas is your turn, It would just be, I guess it'd be an interesting social experiment to see what would happen.
What do you think would happen? What would Christmas look like? If it was, you know, without training, completely taken out of our hands, what would it look like?
Well, one of my high school friends said that they would eat ramen noodles and watch the National Lampoon's Christmas movie, which I think, unfortunately, may be an accurate depiction of what a womanless Christmas might look like. Maybe we could take our cues from the Occupy movement with little T-shirts that say, we are the 95%.
This is what democracy looks like, people.
Exactly.
Christmas democracy.
I love it. Christmas democracy. See, we need someone to come up with a catchphrase.
I think we just did.
That's, you know, maybe it's a good marketing idea. I don't know.
It could be. And maybe it's time to ask the question, is eating ramen noodles and watching National Lampoon's Christmas really less fun than what we're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, come Christmas Eve, really all that matters, you know, for the actual holiday is being with your family.
So Shelley Jones Wilson there with Rebecca Lavoie sharing one, maybe two opinions on a topic with a lot of nuances and complexities. So before we put anything on the air, we did a test run on Facebook asking if it is just plain sexist to claim that women are the 95% when it comes to making the holidays happen. Sean responded with a flat yes. As for others, well, we'll let Adam speak for himself.
I'm Adam Jones, New Hampshire resident. I was out to dinner with my wife last night after a brutal night of Christmas shopping, and she says, you know, if you could have any Christmas situation that you want, what would it be? And I said, well, the first thing I'd do is hand off a list to somebody who would just do all the shopping for me. And she goes, what, you mean like this year? This is classic. The Christmas tree. We go up to the Christmas farm, the rolling hills, and there's these beautifully pre-cut trees, which are going to just die if they're not put up in someone's house anyway. But then you look out over the rolling hills, and there's all these other trees that are like 12, 15, 20 feet tall. Now, of course, the children and my wife want to go out there and trudge and cut and drag. And then guess who gets to do the fun part, which is you got to get that thing in the house. You got to get it plumb to the floor, which never happens. And then everybody wants to decorate the tree. But guess who gets to hang the lights on it and move the ladder around the tree, scratching the floor? That's going to be Dad.
Well, something tells me there's a lot more conversation here. So what do you think? Does all the gender equality maintained throughout the year go out the window once the Christmas carols start? Same-sex couples, is there a breakdown in your roles? Who does the shopping? Who doesn't? Does it all come out in the wash, or do women drag the plow of illusion of holiday perfection on their backs? Why? Is this some kind of genetic inheritance of foraging for berries and sweeping the hut? Have women been hoodwinked? Did all this get passed down by our mothers? Or do you just love to celebrate the traditions? Please leave your comment on our Facebook or Twitter page or at wordofmouthradio.org, or send us your thank you gifts to 2 Pillsbury Street in Concord.